properly, Chair. Chief, Jeff, ready?
Staff is ready.
Council members, you ready?
Ready.
Very good. Good evening, everyone. We'll call the roll of City Council regular meeting to order for Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. Item two on our agenda, the Pledge of Allegiance. Councilmember Dominican, would you do the honors, please?
Stand. To lift our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor. Item three, roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Fletcher.
Here.
Councilmember Dominican.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren.
Here.
Mayor Hanson.
Here. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item four, public comment, written communications. Item 4A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless the majority consensus of the council direct staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. Oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Any public comment this evening on any items not on the agenda? Anything? No public comment? Okay, very good. Thank you.
Mayor Hanson, staff would request that we move item 8 into the slot right underneath public comment and then also open public comment for that agenda item.
Okay, Interim City Manager Chief Cooper, you're requesting to move item 8 right following the item we just discussed. You just heard item 4 public comment, correct?
Correct.
Very good, very good. Okay, with that, we'll move on to item number 8. Recess the closed session. Item 8A, public comment. Pursuant to the Government Code, to Government Code Section 549.54.3, the public will have an opportunity to directly address the legislative body on the item below prior to the council convening in a closed session. Public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. Item 8B, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation. Significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph paren 2 paren of subdivision paren B paren of Government Code Section 549.56.9, number of cases 1. Is there any public comment in reference to the closed session item? If so, please approach the podium. Any public comment? No public comment? Very good. The time is 7.02 p.m., 19.02 hours. At this time, we will recess to closed session. Jeffrey?
Staff is ready. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. It is still Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. The time is 19:41 hours, 7:41 p.m., and we're reconvening into open session now. There was no reportable action in reference to item 8B, the conference with legal counsel anticipated litigation this evening. With that, moving to item 5 on our agenda tonight, the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council consider item 5A, approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on January 8, 2019. Pleasure of the council.
I so move.
Vice Mayor Warren moved to approve the regular City Council meeting minutes as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Councilmember Fletcher, second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Item 6, regular business agenda. Items requiring council action. Item 6A, approved by motion to publish RFP documents for solid waste collection and recycling services. Interim City Manager, Fire Chief Wayne Peabody. Good evening, Chief.
Mayor Hanson, members of the council. Before you tonight is a item. We're kind of going backwards here a little bit, but December 11th, we entered into an extension with Waste Management for a one-year extension of our current contract. At the same time, the County of Glenn and has put out and published an RFP, which includes five pieces. The transportation of the waste from our transfer station. It also includes where that waste is going to go, and the three pieces, County Glen, City of Willows, and the City of Boardman. At this time, that RFP includes all of the entities involved. Tonight, we would request that if you want to stay in that RFP, we can, or you have the option of doing an RFP and getting out of that joint one altogether. We also need to discuss the option one and the options two. If you decide to stay in that RFP with the county, in which the City of Orland has as well, has stayed in, we need to discuss what that franchise may look like inside. City of Orland has gone with option number one, and that would be my recommendation as well if we stay in the RFP. I believe this is probably the best avenue altogether is to stay in that RFP. We are counting $28,000. It makes sense that all of us work under the same kind of contract. The City of Orland, the City of Willows, and the County of Glen have been working very well together. Dr. Q, with a consultant, has put together the RFP. He is here this evening tonight to talk about specifics. I did not, however, print the whole RFP due to the fact that it was like 300 or 400 pages. I did put a link on the agenda item, hopefully, if you had questions, but I did attach the specific Willows pieces of the pie to that. And with that, between myself and Dr. Q, we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Very good, Chief. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, may I interrupt for just one second?
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
I owe Councilmember Fletcher an apology. He asked some broad questions regarding options one and two, and I told him that actually would not be finalized tonight in terms of the recommendation. I do apologize because that was obviously a misstatement to you, sir, for that. I do apologize. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Shelfer. Thank you very much, Chief. And as you stated, the staff recommendation was to go with option number one.
Yes, the staff would recommend that we stay in the RFP process with County Glen and the City of Orland, and then we also believe that option one is the best option.
Okay, very good, Chief. Okay, before we take any questions, council members, any questions or comments for either Dr. Q or Chief Peabody in reference to that?
Yeah.
Mr. Domingue.
Questions for staff? So the proposed service for Willows, would that be the same as the proposed service for Orland would be?
Very similar, but they've taken the contract that we currently have and have basically rolled it right into the RFP. They're very similar, but Willows have a little bit of different stuff than Orland did, and Orland have a little bit of unique up there as well. So we basically just taken our current contract and rolled it over. Now there is the new state laws that are coming into effect. That's all part of the RFP process that we all have to meet and regulate to have someone.
You mentioned the state laws. To think about asking you this before. You mentioned AB 1383 about outreach and education, and was there a second one? I can't remember now.
There's a second one. I don't remember what the number is, but we do have. Do you want the other law to start?
1826, 341, 939, and 1383.
Yeah.
So just what's a quick summary? So educating the populace on recycling and what goes to garbage.
Dr. Q, thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. If I may, I think I would answer your question this way. The one that most of us are talking about in the trash world is 1383, which has to do with organic recycling of organics by commercial businesses. That is the big one. The law was passed requiring something be done, I think, 2 years ago. The regulation portion of that that CalRecycle has put together is in draft form right now, has not been officially adopted. It's in the comment period. Most of us, everybody's looking at it, trying to see what it's going to mean. That is the one that is probably the most uncertain for us moving forward. There is also a secondary piece that currently we are considered an exempt county from the commercial recycling of other recycling materials. There is the possibility the exemption could go away. as early as 2025. And I think that's when the organics recycling would also kick in. That's one of the reasons that the current contract we're requesting is really for a 7-year time frame, because we're anticipating somewhere in a few years from now, we're gonna know more about what we have to do and may have to tweak it. The current RFP does allow for some organics recycling, especially in the cities, by allowing the collection providers to utilize the green waste containers and carts as a way. I would tell you that from what I know of some of the numbers for the number of commercial businesses, period, that are eligible to, that meet the 4 cubic yard criteria, we're looking at a couple hundred businesses that meet that criteria. So the number of businesses that are gonna have an organics component is an even smaller portion of that. I would say to you, for our county, it's probably not the huge impact that it could be in other places. But that is the one that everybody is really focused on right now, because it's the one that's the least certain in terms of what it's going to mean. Hopefully that answers the question.
Yeah, and a follow-up on that, so whoever gets this contract could be doing the outreach and education.
We are asking them, we have asked that as part of their services to include outreach and education. It would be, I would tell you that would be in conjunction with the jurisdictions, meaning that we would have some, at least some discussions about what they, what is sent out, how we're educating, but it would be a joint effort with us and the franchise provider.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further?
Yeah,
I just had a follow-up question, Dr. Q.
Sure.
So Larry's question. You mentioned the county is currently exempt until 2025. Is it because of population or?
Yes, no? Because we're under 50,000. Okay. All the counties under 50,000 are exempt as rural counties, low population rural counties. And they're all, they would all be subject to that removal of that exemption if it were to be moved forward as we think they might do too.
Yeah,
this is in town recycles hand.
Sure.
To decide whether the overall recycling efforts have been positive enough that the exemptions to the rural counties can continue or not.
Sure. Yeah, once again, we're sitting at the mercy of the state of California.
Yes. A number of the things before us that are challenges in the near future for us will be as a result of state legislation that applies to everybody and then gets filtered down to us. Now, as Supervisor Villegas would say to you, we have good partners in RCRC that are doing their best to protect us and maintain those exemptions and maybe even promulgate them for the organics. But all of that is still a little bit uncertain because the final decisions haven't been made.
Yeah, very good. Okay, thank you, Dr. Keith. Council members, any other questions, comments for Dr. Keith?
Just a comment. The proposed list of services, I don't see any loss of services from the attachment A for residential or commercial. And option one is simple, and it's probably the best.
Thank you, Small. Thank you very much. Vice Mayor Small. Mr. Fletcher? Larry, anything further?
No, not for questions.
Very good. Dr. Q, anything further? You like that?
We are hoping to receive the final bids around the 4th. We did receive an official request to extend our deadline. We are deliberating that, and we'll probably issue a decision on that tomorrow. To the interested parties. We do have three interested parties that have formally submitted expressions of interest. Green Waste of Tehama and the other two, Recology and Waste Management, you heard from before at this at your meetings. I think Green Waste is the only one that we weren't necessarily anticipating would be interested, but has expressed interest. So we're hopeful we'll get three bids out of this. Not entirely certain because they're not under any obligation to submit the bid. It's just a statement that they want to submit a bid.
Very good. Okay. Great, Dr. Q. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public in reference to this agenda for that? Okay. Very good. Chief, anything further?
Nothing further from staff.
Okay, staff option is for, or staff recommendation is to consider option number one. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the published RFP documents for solid waste collection and recycling service for option one.
Mr. Mello has moved to approve option number one this evening. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Dominguez, excuse me, has seconded. Further discussion?
I just want to say I like it. To me, it looks like there's a little bit of an expansion. They're offering a lot of services to the city. I like that. And I like the idea of the two cities and the county being on the same page.
Absolutely.
You know, my philosophy is that we try to work that way. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Dominguez. Any further discussion, council members, before we move on to Dr. Q again? Dr. Q.
I just wanted to clarify based on the discussion. There should be no difference in services between option one and two. The primary difference between option one and two is the actual legal document that would serve as the agreement between the city and the franchise provider. In option one, what will happen is there's a what we call a master franchise agreement, which covers common terms to all the services that the county was intending to use, the collection, the transport, and the disposal. The city's contract would be a sub-franchise master agreement for just collection services. It would be exclusively between the city and the provider, whoever that would be. In option two, you would not use that master franchise with a sub-franchise structure. You would create a whole new standalone agreement that combines those elements. That's really the only, it's a contracting issue, and mostly it would be an issue for your county council to kind of then piece together a document that would work for you. It doesn't really change. The services that will be provided in both cases are the same by the franchisee.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for the clarification. I have been moved and seconded to pursue option one. Additional discussion, any further discussion, council members?
Yeah. One more comment is the 7-year term on this. Hopefully, it'll show that the cities and county can work together.
Yes.
There's been discussion on both sides of the issue, but I think we have an opportunity to make this work.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Well, I'm in agreement, Larry. I think option one with the county and city world. Being on the same page, it's just better business, I think, at this point. And I do like the option, like you said. So. Any further comments before we pick you up? Okay, very good. All those in favor of option one, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously, 5-0. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Q. Thank you, Chief. Item 6B, by consensus, establish a date and time for 2018-2019 mid-year budget review. Administrative Services Manager Tim Selberg. Good evening again, Tim.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. It's that time of year again where we kind of let you know what we're doing or how we're doing through 6 months of the fiscal year. Again, the request would be that we have a daytime workshop type meeting, and we'd be looking at the week of February 19th or the week of February 25th. I guess I'd look to the Vice Mayor regarding school calendars. It is what days are off at this point in time when Willis Unified? Is there an entire week off in February?
Wait, let me, I have it right here. I want to find it for you.
Okay, any other conflicts the week of the 18th, that is, that would be a Tuesday through Friday because of presidency, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, is there a certain day you want to have that on?
Well, the 18th itself is President's Day. It'll be a city holiday. And our preference is not to do these on Friday. So anytime that the 19th, 20th, or 21st, any of those days, recognizing your class schedule, and trying to work around that, so. I think our preference would be for Thursday the 21st, but if that doesn't work, we can move it sooner.
Thursday the 21st would work for myself and Joe after 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., because we have transportation, RTC, and Regional Transit Committee, and Grand County Transportation Commission meeting on the 21st at 9 a.m.
So anytime after 11, what you're saying?
Anytime after 11 on Thursday the 21st, council members, does that work for you?
Yeah,
that's fine for me.
Okay,
Joe? I scheduled for Thursday afternoon. That's my long day, actually.
How about Wednesday?
Wednesday the 20th?
You good? Yeah, I'm open the whole week, so.
Yeah, the only conflict that I had was on Thursday morning. Wednesday the 20th, a preferred time? Morning, afternoon?
Afternoon.
1 o'clock?
Sure.
1:30? Works better for you.
Even better.
1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, February 20th, here at the council chambers for a mid-year budget review.
Sounds good.
Very good. Okay. You good with that, council? Okay. Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, have a date and time? Okay. Thank you. All right. Very good. Thank you, Tim. Moving on to item C, approved by motion the composition and selection process for Standing Groundwater Technical Advisory Committee and appoint a representative. Chief?
Members of the council, yes, so this item has been requested by our Groundwater Authority board member, Mr. Hanson. There has been a standing ad hoc committee for the technical side, and they are now going to and have requested that it become a standing committee, not an ad hoc. So as part of the request from the county, from the Groundwater Authority, is that we by name our representative on behalf of the city, and then also this is their recommendations for the member and the selection process. The member that we would request, David Keehan, is a Cal Water employee. He sits on the technical advisory board in U County, and I believe down in Yuba County, if that's correct. One of the reasons that we have Cal Water as our secondary seat is because of they are in the water business. They have the technical ability to answer some of these questions and have the resources available to us. And I believe that he would be our best representative for this committee. We did make a phone call and he said yes, he would be happy to sit on it. So, but with that, Mayor Hanson also sits on the board if you have anything further.
Yeah, thank you, Chief. Yeah, just briefly, Chief, just to outline it a little further. At our last Glen Groundwater Authority meeting on Monday, January 14th, this action item came up. Currently, we have a technical advisory committee consisting of three individuals. It's an ad hoc committee. Mike Owls from Kanawha, the manager of Kanawha and Light Water Districts, and Emil, which was named Calahagno, and Emo from Orland Arcos Water Users. I'm sorry, I don't have his spelling his name in front of me.
Cavicolo.
Kevin, say that again.
Cavicolo.
Okay, that's why I couldn't say it right. But he's been serving as a technical advisor committee ad hoc member, doing very well in that capacity. And again, apologize for butchering Emil's name. And also John Viegas, vice chair of our board. So those are the three members currently on the ad hoc committee. It's going to be, it's going to have to become a standing committee because there are going to be a number of meetings in the future, and this is going to take some time as all this water law continues to roll out, purpose of groundwater authority issues, which is extensive. At the meeting, former Mayor Bruce Roundy is an alternate member of the board and generally sits in as the board member at the meetings and was present sitting in at the board member at Monday's meeting as well. And I spoke with Mayor Roundy, and he is in favor of from the city municipality issue, because we're both dependent on groundwater for our municipal water services here. He is in favor of going with this option too with Mr. Ken from Cal Water. Mr. Ken is a superintendent based out of Chico, and he's also an engineer, and he knows water, and he knows the Willows water system as well, and knows our groundwater issues here, knows our groundwater layout. So he comes highly recommended from our Cal Water manager, Evan, to be the point person in reference to the ad hoc, the standing ad hoc technical committee. And like I say, City of Orland is good with it as well, and that will. So the goal and our discussion at the groundwater authority meeting was, the technical advisory standing committee should represent all the interests of our partner agencies. Two of the partner agencies in municipalities, City of Orland, City of Willows, and Mr. Kane could do a fantastic job representing our interests. I think it's very important we do that. So basically, in a nutshell, this will come forward at the next monthly groundwater meeting in February for final adoption. But at that meeting, we also the outline, the composition and the selection process is basically already been agreed upon in open session at the Groundwater Authority. So it's just a matter of approving Mr. Kent for the to serve on the standing technical ad hoc committee. So I highly recommend that. So with that, questions, comments from the council?
Sounds like you're qualified.
Yeah, absolutely. Chief, anything further? Miss anything? Okay. Very good. Okay. All right. Well, pleasure to the council in reference to appointing David Kim as the from Cal Water as a City of Willows technical representative.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we appoint David Kim as the City of Willows technical representative to the
TAC
committee.
Mr. Dominion has moved to approve David Kim as serving as a standing ad hoc technical on the standing technical committee for the Glen Groundwater Authority. Is there a second?
I second that. I think he
sounds
very well
qualified. Mr. Fletcher, second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Matter carries 5-0. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chief. Item 6B, approved by motion to accept the resignation of Walter Michael and to approve the timeline for publication, interview, and recommendation of appointment. Mr. Selkirk.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. This evening, what we'd like to have you do is appoint two members to serve as a subcommittee for the selection committee for this position. We will go ahead and publish notification of the vacancy, Mr. Walter. Timeline is in front of you with the only correction there on February 26th. We're not going to be appointing two positions, we're going to be appointing one. So if we can make that correction to the timeline. So again, if you could appoint two members to your body to serve as a selection committee and approve the timeline, and we'll get going from there.
So, no, Mr. Secretary, only one position, not two positions. Thank goodness. Okay, very good. Okay. Well, first, any questions, comments, members of the council, or Mr. Salisbury, in reference to the resignation of Mr. Walter Michael from the Planning Commission? Anything? Okay. Pleasure to council in reference to accepting the resignation of Mr. Michael. Yes, please.
I'll move that we accept Mr. Michael's resignation.
Mr. Dominguez has moved to accept Mr. Walter Michael's resignation from the Planning Commission. As presented, is there a second? Vice Mayor Warren has a second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Matter carries 5-0. In reference to consensus pertaining to the nomination of two council members to serve as the ad hoc selection committee to fill the Planning Commission vacancy, any interest?
I would be more than happy to do that.
Vice Mayor Warren is interested in serving as a council member for the ad hoc selection committee. Is there a second?
I've done it once, so maybe somebody hasn't done it yet.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mello. Dell, sounds like Mr. Mello does not want to.
I don't know that I have that availability at this time.
Mr. Dominguez, extensive experience, planning commission job, perfect, good answer.
You feel like old times, right?
Mr. Dominguez and Councilmember Dominguez and Vice Mayor Warren will serve as the ad hoc selection committee to fill the planning commission vacancy. Very good. Mr. Silvermeyer, anything further?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry, for being very reminding and accepting the debts. Okay. Moving on to item 6E, discuss and consider entering into engagement agreement to retain Cole Huber, LLP, to advise and represent the city in code enforcement actions. City Attorney Robert Hunt, good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. You all have had a number of citizen complaints over the years about 249 North Humboldt, the Golden Pheasant Inn, basically on one of your main entryways to the city of Willows. The citizens want something done about it. Your staff, interim Mayor Peabody leading the way, has been very aggressive on trying to get something done. This could be a very challenging area, and it's certainly above my pay grade and above my knowledge level. It's not something that I can adequately lead the city through if it becomes very complex. When it became obvious that the city would have to take steps sooner or later, I commenced a search for a law firm who specializes in the areas of code enforcement and that sort of thing. Unfortunately, I worked for about 6 weeks, and all of those with experience turned out to be on the developer side, the property owner side. They do not represent municipalities as a rule. Quite by happenstance, a young man who was here tonight, Sam Emerson, recently left a large California law firm and moved to the firm of Cole Huber, which coincidentally happens to be a block and a half from my old office in Roseville, so right in my back door. I found an attorney who specializes representing municipalities and complex code enforcement matters. This property is owned by a commercial property owner and developer. We don't, at this point in time, have any indication that this is going to result in litigation. We simply don't know where it's going. But we do need some advice to advise staff and council on the options, the costs, and the best path for moving forward to remediate the blight that this property puts on the city of Willows. For that reason, I recommend that the council by motion consider and approve retaining the law firm of Cole Huber to represent the city of Willows in regards to enforcement matters and public nuisance properties located within the city. That is a general retainer agreement that is before you. When a specific property becomes in dispute for which you need to retain the services of Cole Huber, there would be a supplement to this agreement which specifically identifies that property and authorizes this firm to represent the city of Willows in that regard.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hunt. Questions, comments, members of the council? Any questions, comments?
Well, this is a needed step for the city. We're entering the new territory of the code enforcement. This is not like the three houses in the city that the council, city government dealt with. Three, 4, 5 years ago. Yeah, so I'm in favor of this.
I agree, Mr. And that was complicated as well with those houses. So, yeah. Anything further, Larry?
No.
Mr. Fletcher?
Yeah, I just don't think we can sit by and do nothing. So we need to investigate what we have before us and move forward and try to get this accomplished. Because it's a big concern of people in our community as well as each and every other one.
Anything further?
No, just that Cole Herbert, is that what you're saying?
Cole Huber.
Huber, Cole Huber, Huber Partnership. Scott Huber is currently the city attorney for Oroville, and Derek Cole is a city attorney for Antioch, Oakley, and Sutter Creek, and there's a lot of experience in code enforcement within that partnership. That's all I have.
Okay, very good, very thank you. Question or more?
The only thing I have to add, I think this is necessary, brief letter, is that, you know, people realize that staff has done everything possible to avoid getting to this point, and it's been fruitless. So I think this is our only option.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any further, Council members? Chief, when was that structure fired?
2 years ago now?
July 17th.
Yeah.
July 17th.
So we've been working with Kumars and Bollingers for before the fire, but on this property for almost 3 years now.
Yeah, Chief, you and several members of your staff have worked on this for 2 years. Yeah, nonstop, and it's just, we would not be doing our due diligence as a council if we did not enter into an agreement, in general, we can't agree to hire the firm, I feel. So it's, we need to do this. It's just a hazardous, you know, unhealthy, terrible situation that needs to be rectified. So, yeah, very good. Anything further, Chief, or Mr. Hunt? We move on?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. Council members, anything further? Pleasure to the council in reference to pursuing the general retainer agreement with Cole Huber.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we enter into an engagement agreement to retain Cole Huber LLP to advise and represent the city in code enforcement actions.
Mr. Domenichini has moved to retain Cole Huber as stated. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Fletcher has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously 5-0. Thank you very much.
One further item, Mr. Mayor. I'm certainly hoping that somebody from this firm, Cole Huber, would at some point in the not too distant future be willing to step into my shoes here. They're very experienced city attorneys. So I do have some self-interest in finding a good firm for the city.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hunt. I don't know if we want to hear that or not, but okay. No, thank you, Bob.
Mr. Mayor.
Oh, Mr. Holbeck, yes. Evening, yes.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, City Council, Vince Holbeck. Just wondering, as far as this code enforcement, there's also other residences in the city of Willows and other businesses maybe that need code enforcement. I'm just wondering if there's any other activities that are being taking place right now that might help in our community. There's a number of places that's just become unhealthy, decrepit in places, vehicles abandoned on properties, various other nuisances in the community. And I would really, my wife and I are both interested in trying to follow this through and see what we can do to better our community, because it doesn't get any better. If you always do what you've always done, you're always going to get what you always got. And unfortunately, it's not getting any better. And I hope that this is a first step in an action that the city will take to better our community and make it more pleasant to look at, drive by, and view as we do it. Yes, and it's a great step, and I appreciate what the council is doing as far as the Golden Pheasant. Long overdue. Staff's been working on it. They can only do so much, and I appreciate their efforts in doing that. But I hope this is just a first step of others that we can take in our community to make it a better place to live and see as we drive around. So, good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Holbrook. Well said. Well said. Okay, moving on to item 7, council staff reports comments. Item 7A, staff reports comments. Chief.
Yes, sir, just was gone most of last week down between economic development meetings and meetings in Sacramento, but we made it through the storm. pretty well in the city. Most of the water has traveled past us, so Public Works and the fire department did a wonderful job in maintaining the streets and keeping the water flowing. I do not believe that there was any major law enforcement issues during the floods either. So as a reminder, as the water comes up and down, please stay out of the water.
Thank you, Chief.
Be surprised how many rescues we got to do that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has to be said, doesn't it? Okay, thank you, Chief. Anything further from staff?
Nothing further other than the fact that we will be putting out an agenda item here pretty soon for a special committee with the public safety to discuss the code enforcement.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Chief. Item 7B, council reports comments. Who would like to begin? Mr. Fleischer.
From the 16th to the 18th of this month, I was down in Sacramento for the League of Cities new mayor and council academy with a lot of material, short amount of time, and I will say that being the person and being down there versus the one up here, I have a lot to learn. So you'll see me sitting here for a while there, taking in all I can so that I can actually be a productive person up here. So it was very well worth my time.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Mr. Mello.
Yeah, I have three things. First of all, Mr. Michael, he has been an asset to the city of Willows. He has a fresh concept, he has fresh vision, fresh thought. He has a fresh point of view, and I hope to see him down the road in our city government again. And Mr. Hovick, I walk up your street every day, so my eyes and your eyes. And a little note that my daughter told me that the county of Glenn is 113 square miles larger than the state of Rhode Island. That's all I have.
Fun fact, thank you.
Well, see, I'm from Rhode Island. I just couldn't believe that the county was bigger than the state of Rhode Island, but it is probably 113 square miles larger.
Okay, very good. We'll go back over to Mr.
Yeah, but you're smaller back then when you're in Rhode Island, so it just seemed bigger, right?
it's only 48 miles by 50 miles square, something like that. 48 miles long and 50 miles.
Yeah, that's longer state than
Rhode Island.
Yeah,
but there's a bunch of islands.
Commonwealth of Rhode Island, Providence Plantations, or something like that.
Yeah, Providence Plantation, yeah.
Okay. I'll leave my time to the supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Hunt?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Council Member Mello, I wanted to comment on Walter Michael. He did consult me prior to resigning. His situation was that he was appointed to the Glenn County Board of Education. That invoked the doctrine of incompatible offices, and he was no longer able to serve on our Planning Commission, and therefore he did have to leave. And the rule under the doctrine of incompatible offices is that he doesn't get a choice. He must sacrifice the first position. So that's where you're losing him from the Planning Commission, and it will be a loss.
Thank you, Mr. Great. Any further? Okay. Mr. Warren.
The only thing I have to report is I was recently appointed to the Environmental Quality Committee for the California League of Cities. So I attended my first meeting last Thursday. That was very interesting. And everybody was talking trash. The recycling, listening to the other people in the community, we all have the same issues, residential, we need more residential. So I kind of got my feet wet on Thursday, and we'll see where this takes me. So my next meeting will be in Costa Mesa in March.
Very good, Carrie. Thank you very much. I actually have four items, but they're quick items. The Willows Museum on Friday, January 11th, it was our pleasure to host Mr. Brian Witherell from Witherell's in Sacramento. He's an antique appraiser, and it was a great day. He appraised about 100 items. Approximately 80 individuals brought items to the museum for appraisal. We were there from about 8:30 until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. It was real interesting. Yeah, he's good at what he does, and he's a gentleman as well. And he enjoyed it also. But we had weight individuals coming from all over Northern California and quite a number of local individuals as well. It was limited to two items per appraisal. It was recorded by KIFC TV channel 9 at Reading, and the recording, they're going to air 3 half-hour shows. It's actually 28 minutes of broadcast time at some point in the future with Mr. Witherell. He, Antiques Roadshow, he's a contributor to Antiques Roadshow. You see him at times if you watch public television, and there are no air dates, but there were a number, 6 or 7 approximately different items that he took a lot of interest in, and they did some television recording of, as well as recorded the camera was rolling, tape was rolling all day long. It was a lot of fun. It was interesting. It was really good exposure for a museum as well. So, and he did some appraisals for us locally as well. That was kind of the trade-off. But, yeah, I look forward to those shows when they're broadcast. And they're going to be locally broadcast on Channel 9. And I'll let you know when it's going to be. They've got a lot of editing to do. But it was a lot of fun. I already mentioned on January 14th last Monday, we had a Glen Groundwater Authority meeting. The item we discussed was a major item of interest. We had an audit report. The audit, it was our first audit. There were no issues in the audit. It was a very simple, very easy audit. And just a lot of updated information on the groundwater issues as they're rolling out. With that, those would be the highlights of that particular Groundwater Authority meeting. And attended this past Friday. It was my pleasure with our city manager, fire chief, city clerk, and Mr. Fletcher. I went down and attended AB 1234 training. So thank you, chief, for driving me down there. I think it was a day well spent. And lastly, chief, thank you. It was an honor privilege to serve as your master ceremonies for 132nd Willis Fire Department Installation Officers Dinner. I had a good time. It was a lot of fun. And thank you. And the meat from Mercado's was fantastic. Excellent. Great steak. Great. Last year was Mercado's too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Vince, I brought my daughter Katie, was my date that night.
The rice was delicious. The
rice was great. Yeah,
with the steak.
I still have a little bit left for later.
I don't.
You can't have it. No, it was really good. Thank you, Chief. It was a fun event. So, yeah, congratulations on to you and Chief Grigio for spearheading an outstanding fire organization. So, good work.
Thank you.
So, you got a good team. So, as you know. So, with that, that's all I have. So, the time is now 8:26 p.m., 26 hours, and we're adjourning the meeting at this time. Thank you for getting good night. Oh man. Oh boy. Oh boy.